Now, our gaff goddess, Lord Barra, has come into a London studio so we can say, hello, London. Hello, Laura. How are you?
How are you? Nice and grey skies here.
All right. Yeah, it's mixed here. We had some lovely weather there over the last few weeks. Nice. But it's more sort of as you would expect for March now. You know,
I was in Romania for the weekend and it was lovely and sunny and like really warm. I was getting used to wearing no jacket.
Nice, nice. Now we've loads of time and there's loads of queries coming in for you, and I will tell people they can keep them coming in 51551 or 087 032 32 32. You are the gaff goddess. You are the she, the queen of she IY. the she of Queen IY. Now we told our listeners, Laura, that today we would help them to allergy proof their homes. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that.
So this is becoming a lot bigger now. I think just in general, it's all about air quality in homes now, and a lot of stuff that I'm seeing and a lot of stuff from clients as well. And when I'm doing a lot of viewings, people have a lot of stuff in place for their air quality. And a lot of it does have to do with allergens. Mm. So we've a lot more pollen, seasons are warmer and they're warmer for longer. Then we have a lot of fragrance sensitivities now. People are realizing they're allergic to or irritated by all the different fragrances we use in our home, you know, like be it candles or antibacterial stuff, or we're using a lot of cleaning products that have VOXs in them that are a bit too strong for us. So I'm seeing a lot of people eliminate that for natural options, and dust mites as well. Houses are more humid now. There's not the same kind of airflow. It's also a lot warmer. So dust mites are becoming a big problem as well. And that can help, can basically hinder people with eczema or asthma.
Well, let's start at the end thing, then. Let's start with dust mites then. So we're creating environments where dust mites thrive. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much. And like, it's not our fault entirely. It's just how we live now. But the thing with dust mites is, it's not them that you're allergic to. So even when you kill the dust mite, they actually can basically poo up to 20 times a day, and it's just the droppings that you're allergic to. So the best way you can do it is to cut off their food source, which is you, that's eating your cells. And then you're going to use covers for your pillowcases, mattresses, duvet. You don't want to take these off or vacuum down in between. You just want to seal it completely. Everything inside will pretty much die. And then you're not coming into contact with the droppings, and that will stop the flare-ups. And then when you're washing your bed linen for stuff like that, make sure that you're buying cotton bed linen where the sweat is able to move off your skin through the fabric, and washing it on 60 minimum.
So they can poo 20 times a day, and that's what we're allergic to if you're allergic to dust mites.
And they're in every home. Like, they are in every home. They're just, some people are super sensitive to them.
And they feed off our skin, do they?
Skin cells, they chomp through them. They love it.
So this is when we flake off, you know, when we shed our skin all the time. So they feed on that. They don't feed on live skin.
No. And like, when you get up in the morning, just pat your duvet or your sheet and you will see your skin cells. Like, it's, everyone sheds them.
Right. So if we can deprive them of the food, then we can get
rid of them. Cut the source off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then
yes.
Also cut your contact with them. You can get these amazing anti-dust mite zipped covers for everything, for duvet, mattress, pillows. I would use them over buying really strong sprays that you're also having to breathe in.
Yes. And of course, not everybody's allergic, but if you are.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying there that a lot of the fragrances and sprays that we bring to our house, they can cause allergies as well.
Yeah, there's we were talking about that with the French government about we're using a lot of stuff that isn't that natural. And it's these volatile organic compounds, basically. They're illegal in, or there's laws against them. They have to be stated on a lot of other products in DIY, but not in home cleaning products, which I always found strange through my work. So what you want to do is swap them out as much as possible. We're using a lot of like candles and...
But how do you know they're there if they're not listed? Sorry to...
So what you can do is you can go on to, there's a lot of different, like there's, the French government have an amazing one on it where it's a list of different VOXs that you don't want in products.
So volatile organic compound, VOC.
Yeah, VOCs.
Okay. Yeah.
It's in a lot of paint that you, like in paint and stuff, but they're also in candles that you're going to buy in a supermarket, for example. So you want to keep that down. But the main thing that I'm seeing for people trying to control and purify the air, a massive trend that I'm seeing in a lot of flats here are freestanding, like they're basically air purifiers, and they have HEPA filters in them. So if you have a HEPA filter in your vacuum cleaner and a HEPA filter in your freestanding air purifier, that's working on the dust and the allergens the whole time.
HEPA.
Yeah, high efficiency, it's particulate air. So like basically they call it HEPA. As most vacuum cleaners have it. It looks like almost like a concertina kind of filter, and it catches the smallest molecules, and it's able to keep all of that inside so it's not floating around you.
And pollen. People who have hay fever, it's coming into that season again. So what can you do for them?
Well, I would actually go on to Dyson have an amazing section on their website where it tells you what pollen you're actually allergic to. So for me, elm trees I get really affected by. And I always, when I go back to Cork, because there's loads of them, my hay fever is really bad. But you can look up there the months that your hay fever is particularly bad, what you're actually allergic to. And I think it's a really important thing, because there'll be times of the year that it's worse for you and better for you. It's always better to open your windows, for example, to get air through your property in the morning or just after rain. When people have hay fever, you'll often... they'll mention that they open their windows after rain because they can leave a load of airflow in and there's not much pollen in it. And then also people forget when they have really bad hay fever and going through periods of it to wash their hair before bed, because otherwise you've pollen in your hair. It's going.
Oh, you're bringing in with you. Yes, and then you're lying in it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Just in your sheets, you know.
Yeah. Okay. We said you're going to answer loads of other questions, so let's get to those. The silicone seal around my toilet is a bit messy. And there's too much of it. How do I clean the extra silicone off the tiles, or should I just do it all again?
Just redo it. It's one of the cheapest and easiest jobs. I have a video on how to do it. I would just redo it, because if it's messy, there's cracks in it and it's not sealing properly.
Okay, there's good advice. My house is in a new estate with building still going on. Our house is always dusty from it. Is there anything I can do to help this other than keeping the windows closed?
I would get a freestanding air purifier. They're not as expensive. They're kind of like the price of a humidifier, and that can just work on it the whole time, and you'll just change the filter. New builds, it's a nightmare for dust. Even the one that I'm in at the moment, it gets really dusty. And what you can do instead is just trap the dust, but don't dust with dry cloths. Always dust with a damp cloth, vacuum twice a week, and always empty your filter for your vacuum as well after you vacuum.
You know, I dusted this morning with a dry cloth. It makes complete sense that you wouldn't do with a dry cloth, because you're basically just shifting dust around the place, aren't you?
Literally, you're just moving it into. So a nice damp cloth, wash the cloth down after every piece of furniture. And like vacuum things like your curtains. Every time you're moving them around, there's loads of dust moving around the room. But an air purifier, I'm telling you, they're like the next big thing at home.
Okay. How can I freshen up my stainless steel sink? It's gone very dull, and no matter how I clean it, it never gets shiny. A dull stainless steel sink.
So what we used to often do in between tenancies is just use baking soda in a paste. Basically, it's a light emollient, so it's not going to damage the sink itself. But you make it into like a face mask consistency and rub it into the sink. It will actually reduce any tannin stains, like tea or coffee. That's usually why stainless steel is kind of dull. It'll make it nice and sparkling.
Right. The grout in my bathroom tiles has gone from grubby to pure black. Does your gaff goddess, that's you, Laura, have any tricks that doesn't involve me sweating over the bath, scrubbing and crying?
So we've all been there. I think they might be talking about the silicone, because for all of the grout to go black, you can replace grout, you can cut it out and redo it. But a lot of times when people tell me that their grout's gone black, it's their silicone. I would replace it. If you're getting mold in your silicone or in your grout, there's a crack in there, moisture sitting in there, the mold spores are growing. They're feeding off things like the oils coming off your body, off your shampoos, your conditioners and the water. You need to just get it all out and replace it. And it's a lovely job if you put on like a nice podcast, and it'll only take you a few hours. It usually costs you about a tenner to do.
And you have a video that shows people how to do that.
And there's loads online that you can see. And it's a really, I would just make sure that you buy the most expensive silicone gun that you can. So the one I have was $650, and it's got a rotating head. It's got a nice weight in the barrel. It's much easier to use than the entry level ones that are like $2 or $3.
I love the way you describe it there. Please ask Laura how to get candle wax off at last table. I've tried vinegar and windoline, nothing working so far. Thank you.
Try a bit of hand sanitizer. It's got alcohol in it that will break it down. But then I would also mix warm water and washing up liquid and rub it in there, because it could be an essential oil or a bit of like an oil in that candle that is staying power on the glass.
Okay, how often should I vacuum the couch? Such an awful task, says that person.
It depends on how often you use it. Like, I give mine a light vacuum every week, and it saves me having to do like a massive one every quarter.
Yes.
But if you're sitting on it every day and you've got pets, you might want to do it, you know, twice a week or once a week. But I would always just make sure that you're doing it at least quarterly.
Can you ask your gaff goddess about hanging paintings in a new home? Don't know where to start with hanging paintings. Is buying a spirit level mandatory?
No, what I usually do is I take the center out of the frame, you know, the piece of paper that's inside before yes. you frame your artwork. I hang that up and then I mark it and then I know how to hang the frame. I literally put a nail through that piece of paper in the exact location of where I want to hang it. And that is, I'm able to like plan everything out then. It's a much easier way of just hanging things blind. So you can either cut out a piece of paper the exact same size as the frame and mark where the hanger is on the back of the frame and just hang up fake paper frames first.
Yeah.
See if you're happy with it. Does the sunlight hit it? Leave it for 24 hours. Is it going to get damaged? I would always make sure as well that you're not hanging really small things above sofas. It can make rooms look tiny. And then hang up the paper, see how you like it for about a week, and then you can put your frames up.
You see, if you have a situation where you have two screws, it means it has to be straight. If you've just one screw with a piece of rope, you know, those that setup, well, then you can alter it and make sure it's level.
Well, with the two screws, what I usually do is I turn the frame around. It's usually a mirror or something heavy.
Yeah.
And I'll put a piece of tape right across the back from anchor to anchor, right, covering both holes. And I'll mark each hole where the hanger is. I'll take that piece of tape off. I'll put it on the wall, make sure the tape is level. And then I'll screw through the two dots on the tape and then hang it up.
But to make sure it's level, you will need a spirit level.
Yeah, you can get one, but you can also, like, you can also do it by eye if you don't have one and you're never going to use it again.
And here's the thing. There's an app. I had it on my
phone.
There
is always an app.
There's an app. I think I still have it on my phone.
See, you can do that.
You can do that either, right. Ask Laura, how do I sanitize a tumble dryer that hasn't been used for 5 years? Many thanks.
So first of all, I would plug it out. I would also get it tested, the electrics tested on if it hasn't been used in 5 years. But we used to clean them in between tenancies. The easiest way to do it is, first of all, now that it's plugged out, it's safe to be cleaning. Then you take out the filter, vacuum this down, pull all of the lint off it and wash it, and vacuum where it sits inside as well. Most brands will have a video on YouTube on how to wash and clean their particular tumble dryers. But I usually just spray a cloth with a mix of two parts water, one part vinegar. I wipe down the inside after I vacuum it. Then I leave the door open. I leave the smell to go and then I'm able to use it. But every single brand usually has someone on YouTube saying how to clean that particular one.
Final one, I think. Jean, it's only March and the flies are mad in the house already. How can I deter them?
So with flies, all they want is something juicier than what they're coming after for you. So if it's your drain or if it's your bin, you just need something else that they like and put it near a window and it can trap them, because fruit flies basically will climb into fruit and that's where they lay their eggs, and the fruit flies come out of your fruit. That's what they're called, fruit flies. So what you want to do is make sure that you're trapping them before they're doing that. So keep anything that's juicy for them that you're going to eat in the fridge or in a cupboard, and then set up a trap that's more appealing than what's out there for them.
Brilliant. Laura DeBarra, Gaff Goddess, thank you so much. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, bye.
That's
bye.
It from Laura and from us. Drive Time Today is presented by Cormac. And we're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.